This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. As we do, we're joined now to talk a little combat pistol craft and such with the chief instructor and CEO at Combat Speed LLC, and that would be Super Dave Harrington. How are you doing, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I'm trying to get there. How's the rehab coming along? Is the rehab done?
Well, the rehab is done up to the point that I am cleared out to work, and I will do that with sound judgment and judicious execution to prevent re-injury. Because I will not be fully healed until September. The doc's not going to sign off on me sprinting, running, until it has been a year to the day, at a minimum. But as far as my mobility and flexibility and all of that is, I've not felt this good or enjoyed this level of pain-free existence in as long as I can remember. So I'm good. I'm calling it good.
So what happened with your tendon, was that a cumulative injury? Did you build up to that, or did you do something sudden?
It was cumulative. What? Dude, hang on a second. I got to straighten my tongue out. It was cumulative to the extent of the time it took the bone spur to grow. The bad luck part of it was the injury was at the connect site of the Achilles tendon to the heel bone. So the bone spur grew into the tendon to the extent it acted as a spear point. And when I did what I did, when I made that, you know, I sprinted about 20 yards. I was shooting a major event. I sprinted about 20 yards, and I had to make a dead bang left turn to get to the spot that I wanted to be at. To initiate action on the following target set, and that's when it split my Achilles. The heel bone spur split my Achilles. And then, of course, the requisite failures of the medical system that inadvertently forced me to function with a ruptured Achilles for 2 years. Until, you know, got to the point. You know the story, dude. What else you got for me, man?
Well, I mean, I'm just. See, the thing is, I have noticed that on internal injuries, I take longer to heal than I used to.
Right.
But, like, on external injuries, I heal just as fast as I used to when I was a younger man.
Cool.
And, you know, I'm turning 60 this next month, like in a matter of, in 30 days, I'll be 60 years old. So I'll be there, right there with you trying to be salty at 60 years old. And, you know, so you and I are absolutely contemporary. So it interests me how your stuff goes.
No, I totally get it, man. You know, just take the doc serious and, you know, within the realm of common sense, you know, because I got sideways a couple of times with the, you know, following the doc's protocol.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, just like I explained to the doc, dude, you know, life happens, man. I'll do my best to follow your protocol, but I can't tell you in good conscience that I'm going to follow it to the letter, dude. Life's not going to let that happen.
Nope.
Anyway, dude, shift gears on me, man. What do you got for, what do you got to test my skills with gun-related stuff?
Well, now you are an instructor of a type to where I know from talking to you that, one, you limit the size of your class because you feel like you need to do that in order to give everybody the right amount of attention. Maintain safety on the firing line, that kind of thing.
Let me refine what you just said a little bit, if you don't mind.
Okay. Sure.
I run small classes, and I guess when I say small, my ideal class is 12 people or less. Now, that's not 12, you know, generally 12 paying slots, but I don't like to manage any more than 11 people at once under any circumstances, period.
Right.
I mean, even working with a crew that size, there's any number of reasons and that I'll run two firing orders, you know what I mean? But the thing about it is, the fact of the matter is, I get where you're coming from because that's kind of an analytical position, if you don't mind me saying so. And I've never really been good at the analytics or paying attention to it because I feel that what I do cannot be mass produced. And I kind of use, I guess, an experience-based approach. I don't know, man. It's not a secret. My formula is real simple. I don't look at or observe someone perform any task or shooting-related thing from an analytical standpoint to point out to them to waste my time and theirs to point out what they're not doing. Why would you choose to do that? If I'm going to invest my time and energy as well as capitalize on your time and energy as a participant, and I observe you perform a task and you're expecting a legit critique, it's my responsibility to guide you in respect to what you need to be doing successfully. You see what I mean?
I do, but what you're doing is you're proving my point because we're going to talk about this in the coming segments.
All right, what's your point, dude?
Well, my point is that your curriculum is your curriculum. You developed your curriculum. It's based upon your book of knowledge that you've developed over the course of time, over what you've seen that works. Plus, you know, you've taught a few people, and you've seen how they react to it and how they adjust to it and how their body assimilates what you're trying to push out there to them.
Understood, yeah.
I want to talk about,
range.
Right? I want to talk about when people are looking for an instructor and what to look for in an instructor when they're actually in the class because, you know.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, that's totally different animal.
We'll expand upon that when we get to that. First off, for those of you looking to maybe take a class with Super Dave, Super Dave is in the process of trying to put that together right now. And as soon as that posts, you can find that at combatspeed.com. And you can keep up with him and maybe his latest guitar riffs he's got going on his Facebook page, Dave Harrington. And we talk the talk here every Tuesday if we get a chance. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release. police or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington. We're talking about going to an instructor. Now, I go to instructors whenever I get a chance to. And there's two types of instructors that I see. There's the kind of instructor that the lesser famous instructors, they all seem to teach a syllabus that is heavily influenced by somebody they probably went to that was a famous instructor, right? And then the famous instructors who develop their own syllabus. And I know that the ones that are I don't think too many of them are actually trying to do this with any malicious intent or anything. But what occurs to me is that somebody who's actually developed the curriculum and understands not only the how but the why, is that going to be the more efficient instructor as far as reaching the student and explaining to them why you're doing this like this?
It's like you're answering your own question within your question.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. The thing about it is, you know, this question is one of those omnidirectional questions that can go a million different ways.
Right.
So dig this. I'm going to take it one piece at a time. The first piece I see is, how do you vet the instructor that you're interested in receiving training from? Well, even if you don't, you know, from a standpoint of experience, even if you don't have any, my best recommendation is call them. Talk to them. You know, hey, Mr. or Mrs. so-and-so, Miss, you know, I'm interested in receiving training from you, and I have a few questions for you. You know, get a feel for them. You know, I would certainly not be interested in receiving training from somebody that wasn't even interested in talking to me in the first place. So there's, you know, gate. There's your first gate. You see what I mean?
I do.
And then you kind of break it down from there. And of course, you know, of course, Google's a good tool. And, of course, there's always that grapevine industry rep thing, the unquantifiable stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah, this guy have a good rep. If you didn't have access to Google or any other source of information, what you could do is, if you have or know someone that has worked with this individual, instructor, ask them, you know, what was your experience? Because I'll throw everybody that's listening a bone right now. Here's what I know for a fact. No matter the time or duration of a gig or the focus of training, people, you know, as time passes, you know, they're going to remember, you know, what I would like to see is people retain about 3/4 of the information I put out. Not going to happen. It takes them a while to decompress.
Right.
And, you know, understand how much they were actually exposed to or whatever. But, dude, that's not what I'm getting at. What I'm actually getting at is, even if you don't have the experience to come to your own conclusion, having done your due diligence on an individual personality, evaluate what they do and what they put out from two perspectives. Is what they are doing technically correct and tactically sound? Bam. There it is, man.
Bam.
Anything that I do before I do it, and now we're kind of sliding into that realm of think tank stuff, training development, experimenting. I've done a lot of experimental stuff, but achieved excellent results because I don't say or do anything unless it's technically correct or sound and tactically correct sound for the environment that you're operating in. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
I mean, how can it be any other way? I mean, why? If there's something, if there's another perspective to add to it, man, please come clean and let me know.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm thinking. Now, for the person that has just bought their gun, and they're looking entry level, not even really novice. They've just got their gun. They have an Uncle Mike's holster. They bought everything at the store, right?
Right.
And they bought it because they felt like they had a need for it. They didn't know what kind of a need they actually had.
Right.
So in that particular case with training, it has long been my opinion that it is much better for them to go to the person that is not the one, to go to the first person they can find, to go to the first instructor they can find, because once you go and seek training, training is actually sort of infectious. It's interesting and it's fun and it turns on a lot of lights in your head. And right.
May I interject?
Sure.
Dude, because as you were speaking, you know, my brain was trying to process everything. The one hazard or pitfall that I see for an entry-level person is they don't even know enough to know what to look for or what to ask for.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
I do.
That's why it's so important. And, you know, just the human animal is human animal. You know, it's hard for a lot of people. You know, your average bear is not just going to walk up and say, hey, Mr. Bill Frady, I don't know Jack. Would you clue me in?
Yeah.
From the very beginning? You know, not because I want to know what you know. It's because I know nothing. So anything you tell me is better than where I'm currently at. There's levels. But dig this. Having said that, I'll give you an example. If you had a true entry-level dude to work with, I would speak to the principles and fundamentals as I know and understand them with the goal of getting to the point where I could speak to the integrated act of firing. Go ahead, dude. We got a break.
We got a break. Hold on to that. We're going to get back to the integrated act of firing when we get back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. The topic is, when you're looking for training, how do you know what to look for? I don't even know if we know the answer to that. We're trying to figure it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTac Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are actively selling the new stimulus bill.
America is turning the corner, and I think the attitude of Americans is turning the corner as well. People now see a brighter future for this country and their regions.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer opening the Senate, saying the nearly $2 trillion package will give small businesses and workers a huge boost.
The bill being touted also as a COVID-19 relief bill, but less than 10% of the money going to the bill is actually towards COVID relief. More than one out of four adult Americans have gotten at least one COVID-19 shot. The CDC says that means nearly 71 million Americans have some protection against the coronavirus. The Federal Health Agency also says close to 1 in 10 Americans are now fully vaccinated. That announcement comes as half the states roll back pandemic restrictions. USA Radio News. FEMA officials say their number one priority is ensuring everyone, especially those in marginalized communities, has access to a coronavirus vaccine. Testifying before the House, Regional FEMA Administrator Bob Fenton says we need to meet the moment of the pandemic.
This is an unprecedented challenge that has claimed the lives of over 540,000 of our neighbors, friends, family members across the country and has caused grave damage to the global economy.
Tom Brady has a big announcement.
So this is a real first for me, but I've been talked into giving out my cell phone on the internet.
Yep, that's right. The future Hall of Fame quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did give out his cell phone number. He did lay out some ground rules, including asking fans not to text him on game day. Brady saying his fans can hit him up at 415-612-1737. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington, and we were discussing, we were getting to the part where you would come up with some idea about getting to the point of actually shooting the gun, and I had to interrupt you. You want to continue that?
Yeah, sure. we were at the point where, you know, comparatively speaking, I was trying to provide you an example of the different levels of interaction using an entry-level person and, say, an advanced skills person, where I would speak to the entry-level person in respect to reinforcing or passing on the knowledge of satisfying the principles of marksmanship and everything that's involved in that, in hopes of exposing them to the, you know, getting to the machinations of the integrated act of firing. Whereas with an advanced level person, I would start with breaking down the integrated act of firing, you know, for better understanding, sequencing of events, both visual, physical, the respective decision points, you know, that have to basically be simultaneously evaluated, and you have to make a decision or pass judgment on, you know, what is good enough. You know, is this where I need to be? You also, I hit advanced cats hard on elements of timing, simply because there's so many different elements of timing that are involved in, you know, the execution of even a single shot, let alone multiple shots, or, you know, while rapid firing the pistol. There's, you know, the mechanics change, the dynamics change based on what it is you're actually trying to perform. And if you don't understand that, you're going to, you know, your learning curve is going to be pretty steep.
Right.
The more you understand, it's kind of along the lines, to make it simple, once you know better, you should do better, right? But if you possess the mental capacity to grasp it all, you have the experience to understand it and in turn apply it. There's the disconnect. That's why experience, you know, and putting the time in on the guns is a requirement. You get out what you put in. So, you know, not everybody has the luxury. You know, I rarely use myself as an example, but in this case I will, at great risk to myself.
Sure.
Dig this. You know, periodically, you know, I work at this. I do have some physical advantages, you know, God-given physical advantages, like I'm ambidextrous and stuff, but which weighs heavy in everything I do. However, I have to work at this because I chose to be good at it. You understand what I'm saying? And I should be good at it because it's what I do. I have the time, energy, and resources to put the time in. Whereas, you know, your average bear and their balance of life, depending on what walk of life they're in, what path they're walking, how much time can they carve out of their day to actually, you know, dry fire, no fire, live fire, do whatever is required, you know, not only to sustain their ability, but progress their ability, you know. And remember, guys, have fun doing it. Don't turn it into work. Got to have fun. Do those shoot matches, shoot competitively, you know, go to the range with your best shooting buddy and crush his will to live, you know.
Now, here's the thing that I think. This is what I think. I think that I think the challenge for you or any instructor with a beginning student, the novice who just came from the gun store, is that they're trying to absorb so much knowledge and trying to remember so many steps that what you are laying on them might actually be a little bit of an overload because they're trying to remember the trigger reset.
That's a very interesting point.
And with a more advanced student. Now, with a more advanced student, where it becomes
a different start point.
Yeah, it becomes one of these things where, you know, they're not thinking as much about what they're doing because it's become automatic. It's become second nature. So when you introduce something to them, now they can actually just pinpoint that one thought, that one principle, and try to put that into play.
Right. And what you're referring to, I describe as mental agility. You develop right along with mental and physical discipline, but the mental ability to process information as you, for example, here's some baseline things that have nothing to do with shooting.
Yep.
But are you good at them? Can you follow instructions? Can you sequence a task? Can you multitask? Well, if you multitask, what level can you multitask to? Where is your mental agility? Do you possess it or some in respect to active problem solving in real time? You see what I mean? If you're going to be able to do that, you have to be able to pay attention and be visually aware and continuously, in respect to, allow me to digress, in respect to your vision, you not only have to learn how to use your primary vision, your primary field of view, but your peripheral vision as well, to the extent that you have the choice to either look to see something or simply observe to see. I can split atoms over the visual stuff and confuse myself very easily, but there's a lot of moving parts.
Right.
And you have to start with ABC to ultimately get to XYZ. And it takes time to do that. So, yes, you bring up a very good point in respect of, well, I am specifically very hyper aware of watching for the 1,000-yard stare. When they hit that saturation point, information overload, normally that is an indicator, dude. It's a bad one as far as I'm concerned. It's an indicator because they're either at the saturation point because you're talking too much and not shooting enough, or they're actually at the saturation point, so you need to afford them an opportunity to decompress for a little bit. You know, time for a break. Step away from it. And then go back to work.
There you go.
You'll get back on it.
There you go. So, coming up on the next break, talking about both the approach that Dave takes and at the same time what I think students may go through, simply because there's 8.5 million new gun owners out there. Some of you are going to seek out training, and you're going to want the best training you can get, the most bang for your buck. And, well, when we get back, we'll talk about where Dave thinks that might be, how that may, where you might go, where you might seek something out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And pushing the wrong button, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by FranklinArmory.com.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. Talking to Super Dave Harrington, and when I was saying that you were going to give them an idea where to go, I wasn't saying that. I mean, I'm almost certain you don't know names and addresses of enough places to tell people to go. But I do want to talk about
thank you for that, man, because you kind of freaked me out. I was like, whoa. I didn't know how I was going to come up with a by name list.
No, not a by name list. Let's talk about the kind of course. Should everybody's first course be like a self defense / fighting handgun type of course?
No. The first thing that I always recommend entry level people to do. Now, entry level being, you know what, they probably already went ahead and purchased their firearm and they have that.
Right.
And they very well may have, let's just throw them a bone and say they already have their carry permit, right?
Okay.
So they've gone through those initial machinations of firearm safety, gun handling, blah, 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 on an entry level to be safe, right? Cool.
Right.
They need to know and understand the rules of engagement. A lot of people don't. Oh, I have my permit. Well, dude, do you know what that permit and under what circumstances that permit supports your application of lethal force? And they cannot tell you. Almost to a man, I've never had anybody go, oh, yeah, man, I know exactly what that means. And here's the scenarios. Whatever. Everybody defaults to the Castle Doctrine and blah, blah, blah. The fact of the matter is you better know and understand the laws, the local, state, and federal laws where you live, and abide by them.
Right.
That would be my first recommendation. get on top of your rules of engagement and know and understand, you know, what you can or can't do. Not before you wind up sideways with a law, but so you are prepared in that moment that you feel like your life is in danger or someone, you know, dear to you is in danger. You can have a clear conscience and pressing the trigger on them because you're within your rules of engagement. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Knowing your rules of engagement provides you the confidence to make the right decision at the right time. And it's a judgment call. And you're going to be looked at pretty hard because, you know, forensics have advanced to the point that, you know, you pretty much don't have to say anything, man. You let them techs get in there and you got a good team of techs. And by the time they get done with it, they're going to be able to spell it out for you exactly what happened. So, you know, nothing to hide there. You better, you know, be legit and on your A game. But from a standpoint of skill, what's good enough? You know, the CCW, on the CCW scene, you pass the requirements to get a CCW. Can you consider yourself trained? Well, only to the very marginal level. I'm not throwing all CCW dudes under the bus, but, you know, there's puppy mills out there and dudes that are interested in nothing but turning a buck. So, you know, it takes all kinds, I guess. But, you know, you've got to, the individual has to come to some determination in their mind's eye, you know, how good is good enough? There is no answer to that question, by the way. It's certainly a rhetorical question, but you can't, you know, throw somebody under the bus simply because they lack knowledge and experience. You know, that's a good instructor on any level. You know, executing on any level of work, as I would describe it, should be switched on to the point that having spent, you know, a little time interacting with an individual, kind of get a good idea of where they're at skill-wise. You know what I mean?
I do.
Simply by observing the individual and how they conduct themselves. There's all kinds of indicators, dude. But give them what they need. You know, sometimes, you know, let's just say 50-50. They either do or don't know what to ask for in respect to training. And if they don't know what to ask for, explain to them what you feel they need and what they should do. Give them sound advice. Just because, you know, I give you advice doesn't mean you have to get training from me. I'll give you the advice you need and, you know, go do the best you can to fit that bill. But above all else, you know, coming full circle off many tangents to your original point earlier in the show, people generally don't know what to ask for. Hey, you know, I just bought my first gun. I'm ready to rock, and I'll give you a perfect example of shooting myself in the foot. I knew this dude wasn't going to call me back, but the way he spoke to me on the phone kind of touched a nerve. You know, he called me, hey, Mr. Harrington, blah, blah, blah. I hear you're the cat's meow. I want to get training from you. And I'm like, okay, sir, you know, what is it that you would like to do? Well, and this, you know, pretty much verbatim, well, I just bought my first gun, but I only want to be good enough to protect my family. And for some reason, dude, it just pressed my button. I kind of went all S Dave on him. I'm like, whoa, dude, let me explain something to you, dude. In my realm, my family members are my most valuable assets. There is no good enough to take care of them, manage them, protect them. That is a constant, ongoing battle, daily battle, to stay on top of that. And yet, you know, you come off like it's, you know, yesterday's mail or something, dude. I'm not sure. I'm not digging on it. So here's what I recommend you do. Understand there is no good enough. go get some good, solid entry-level training, and I could provide that for you if you would like. But that's all I got. And, of course, you know, I never heard back from the dude, which was cool. Because, you know, I probably would have, at a minimum, got caught up in a little wall-to-wall counseling session or something. I don't know, man. I can't stay. But
taking him out behind the woodshed. Would you have taken him out behind the woodshed?
Exactly, dude. That's a good one. I forgot how to use that one.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, the older I get, the harder it is to control the adrenaline spikes, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, sometimes.
But, you know, it's just the way it is. We're all human animals, and that's the cool part.
Indeed, it is. So.
What else you got, man?
Well, we're about.
How much time do we have left?
Well, we only got about a minute, so, you know.
Okay, cool.
Next week, I hope we have some fun stuff to talk about. If a couple of things I want to see happen. I'm not going to get involved in that, though. I'm going to let you handle that because, you know, I've spoken my piece on what we spoke about. And for those of you that are out there looking, if you're looking for a class, if you can keep an open mind and if you're going into it and you don't really know what you're doing, Super Dave is ex-military, excels in taking people that don't know what they're doing and turning them to life takers and heartbreakers in a very short period of time. So this would not be a bad guy. So,
Mr. Billy, can I have a second?
You got 20 seconds. Go. 20, go.
All right, dig this. Anybody out there interested, shoot me an email, superdaveharrington@gmail.com. I will send you what I consider a training guide, an entry-level training guide. It's 20 points of interest, spec'd out. They give you a map to go about doing what you want to do. That's all I got.
There you go. Thank you for joining me today.
Yes, sir. Appreciate the opportunity, man. Take care.
Roger that. Coming up next, writer and podcaster Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.